Good morning, brethren. Welcome to the 71st Annual Seattle Bible Students Convention. And through the years, we've been blessed by wonderful, uplifting discourses given by diligent new creatures in Christ. We have had blessed fellowship with hundreds of our dear brethren from all over the world. And by the Lord's grace, we plan to continue that trend this weekend for the 71st consecutive time. It's been our prayer, as that I'm sure it has been yours, that the Lord will bless our little gathering here just as He has done 70 times before. Now, I think we have some brethren with us that have never been to our convention and some that haven't been here for a long time. Some of them you'll hear from this podium, and we're excited about their visit. If this is your first year here, would you please raise your hand? Okay, great. Special welcome to you. As it turns out, this is the perfect year to start your annual visits to the Seattle Bible Students Convention. Why? Because this is our seventh year at this venue. Every year, many of the brethren tell us that we should continue to have our convention here. So we do. We hope you like it here. It's a little rustic, but it's a peaceful place, away from the beaten path, where we can worship and fellowship with those of like precious faith amid God's wonderful creation. We have the Olympic Mountains just across the way, with Hood Canal in between, and as you can see, lots of trees. There are several trails in the woods for exercise and enjoying the natural beauty. But the very best part about being here is being here with you, God's new creatures in Christ. And now we're going to be prepared to have your pillows out, because we're just going to say, here's how we do things here. This is a little laundry list, okay? First and foremost, bathrooms, washrooms, restrooms. They're located just outside this building, not 50 feet from this building. And over on this side, women on the left, men on the right, and I believe there's a family one over on this side. To avoid long lines, if that's the case, you can continue going a little further that way to Pines Building, just past the one with all the glass, kind of a glass wall. Take a left in the breezeway. There's some more restrooms in there. And there are restrooms in the lobby of the main building where the dining room is located down there. Second, meals. All the meals are served in the main building, and to get there, we're going to go out that door, down the stairs, take a right, and walk down to the main building. And after the meal, you need to walk around the front, as many of you this morning already have figured out, walk around the front and come in the main entrance. But after the meal, they usually let us exit through the side doors. And you'll note that we've allowed 15 minutes before each meal for walking to the dining hall. Extra fellowship. All the meals are served family style. And since there will be a few others on the grounds with us, there's a group of about 15, I understand, staying on the same grounds. Look for the signs on the table that say Seattle Bible Students. Now, there is a slight misnomer on the program. It says breakfast will be served 8 to 9 daily, and that's only partially true. If you want a hot breakfast, they recommend that you be there between 8 and 8:20. But if you're just having cold cereal from the cereal bar, then any time between 8 and 9 is fine. And there will be a cereal bar and toast bar available during breakfast and a salad bar at lunch and dinner. Now, before each meal and about 5 minutes before each meeting, you'll hear a bell from the dining hall. Almost good timing. And we're going to try to do that 5 minutes before each meeting. But you'll hear it 5 minutes before the meal and right at the meal starting time. Thank you, Gary. And there is one more thing that we would like to tell you about the meals. If you are signed up for a meal, for example, you have the 3-night, 9-meal package, and you choose for whatever reason not to eat that meal, we just want you to be aware that we will be charged for that meal. Just something to keep in mind. Now, we are taping this convention, and if you would like an MP3 of the entire convention, please fill out a form. You'll find it on the back table. And the first thing you will notice if you've been here recently is that the cost of the MP3s has gone up slightly from past years. The cost is $2 for each MP3 CD. This is our cost to produce them and ship them to you. So please put your include the money for it on your check for the weekend or extra dollars. And there's a couple of, I think, one box over here for donations. Just put them in there. And as always our policy, the testimony and echo meetings will not be recorded. And we, thanks to Sister Charlene Mora, we have wireless headsets. Right? You got them ready to go. And they'll be available to enhance the sound for those of you that might have some problems hearing the speakers. So please see Sister Joanna Christensen or Sister Charlene Moore if you would like to try one of these out. There are 7 of them available. Also, Sister Charlene Moore will be videotaping the convention. So if you'd like to have a video of the convention, please see Sister Charlene. And for those of you who may not know her, she is the one standing over there smiling and waving over by the camera. She's the one you see. There will be coffee, tea, cold water, cookies, fruits, and other snacks back along that back wall. Please see me or someone else from the Seattle class if we're short of anything, and we'll get on that as soon as we can. We have ordered the coffee service, just so you know, for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday mornings, as well as Saturday and Sunday afternoons. Now, if you need coffee in the evening, there's always free coffee available in the lobby of the main building, which is also called the Inn down here in the same building where we eat. And for those of you who were not here yesterday or have just not checked in yet, please see Sister Lori Flynn at your earliest convenience. She'll get you set up. Now, as I mentioned, there's a group of about 15 people on campus with us. They are rooming on the other side of the main building, but our paths will cross. And I want to thank you in advance so much for setting a great Christian example of behavior. And we have been asked not to approach these people to witness to them. I know that goes against our very natures, but these people meet here to get away from as many outside distractions as they can, just as we do. So if someone approaches you and a discussion ensues, by all means, share why you're here and who you're meeting with. But please respect their solitude. Besides the lobby of the Inn, there are meeting rooms in the Pines over at Spruce Building. For some fellowship for after hours. And there's a little, if you go down toward the dining room, you see a little building right down here. That's called the Little Chapel. And you can go in there, too, if you want a little more personal fellowship or something. It's a nice little away place. And the meeting hall, is it set up with a speaker, Charlene? Not yet. It will be, though? Okay. In Pines over here, there will be a speaker hooked up, thanks to, again, Charlene's work on that, so that mothers with small children, if you feel like just having a rest and want to stand up or something, you should be able to get the discourses in there, that room. That, again, it's just beyond the bathrooms right here. Once again, we will have a golf cart available to take the brethren to and from the dining hall. It seats 4. One of them will be a driver, and Ron Verrill, are you here somewhere? And Peter Mora have both volunteered to drive the golf cart. I know it's really a burden for them to do that because they, you know, it's just not fun at all zipping around in that little cart. But if you need a ride, line up they'll kind of be look at this back door. They'll pull the cart right up there so you don't even have to go down these steps. And they can take three at one time. And if there need be, they can wait, or you can wait and come back and they'll get somebody else. We do have 15 minutes before the meal. So that's thank you, gentlemen, for your service. And then maybe contact whichever one gave you a ride down. If you see them at the meal, say, I'd really like a ride back up as well. And we'll get that all fixed up. There is a Sunday school program. And there's schedules back there. The white one is for the teens. The goldenrod program is for those younger than teens. And let's see, Byron, did I got this right? The teens meet down here at Reeser, which is the white building just down over the meadow here downhill. And the younger ones meet over in the meeting hall at Spruce. Okay. And as you notice, we had some pictures of the 2005 convention here. That was our first year here, and we've taken pictures each year. And between the meetings, we're going to try to have a different year showing for you just to kind of see what's been going on the last 6 years that we were here. You will notice on the back table that there is a little notice there, and there's some head coverings for the sisters. And these were made with much love by a sister in the Philippines who's in the Buena Vista class, Sister Elarma, Sister Leonora Elarma. So if you want to take one of those, have one. If you want to make a small donation, that would be fine. Cell phones. We cannot live without them. Okay, just a minute. Hello? I'll be right with you. Yeah? Yeah. I'm going to do that. Okay, thanks. Sorry, that was my wife. She said, don't forget to tell them to turn off their cell phones or put it on vibrate. Thank you, sweetheart. Anyway, you see that's very annoying. And if you're a speaker and yours goes off in your pocket, we've got a real problem. But anyway, that's another thing. A couple other... Sorry? Yeah, exactly. I hear them turning off as we speak. That's good. A couple little things. There's some stairs over there. Please do not go up those stairs. There's really nothing up there except a big empty room. And if you take a tiny little quiet step, it's like an earthquake down here. So it's very loud. So please don't go there. And try not to use that door. We'll kind of keep that. Just use these two doors. This year we have something special. We hope it's going to work out right. Tomorrow for dinner, we're going to have a barbecue. And they put on a bar, and it's right just before you get to the dining room, there's that cover place. I think there's couple ping pong tables in there. Right in there, they set up the barbecue, and they'll have various things. Those who are on special diets, they will still have whatever you need. But they asked us if we wanted one last year, but it was kind of late to... there was kind of at the last minute, so we decided to do that this year. We'll see how it works out. I think it'll be fun, and the weather is supposed to be nice tomorrow, last I checked. And one last thing, we're very excited about some of the changes that are coming in this area next year. But I'm going to have Chuck Craning, who is he's the big guy here. I don't mean physically big. He's in charge of things here. And tomorrow at lunch, he will take the microphone and just kind of give you 2 or 3 minutes about what's going to be different next year. And I think you're going to really like it. So once again, I'd like to welcome you all here. We're so glad you're here with us. And we look forward to the blessing of your fellowship. Thank you.